Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your 24-hour countdown until Friday and the last day of the month tomorrow. That's a lot, right?
Good morning. Happy Thursday. A lot of love for DC from the 6 o'clock club this morning. Absolutely. I mean, we are just sending so much love and prayers involved into the plane crash. And I have all that information for you if you don't really know what's going on this morning in just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Waking up to that news this morning, it was it was tough. How are you feeling about everything?
It's so sad. Yeah. I obviously, like, the news is breaking. We have our friend Karina Delgado, who's on air here. She actually lives in the area, so we've just been chatting with her all morning on what's really going on. So just praying for everybody involved.
Yeah, it's kind of a rough, especially, I mean, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, period. But I think when it's, like, happening right here in your own backyard, you know, you've got people that are, I think they said 300 first responders are down there right now working on, you know, these are our neighbors, these are our friends, these are our families. And so days like this is a little tougher to get started, right?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
An American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. An alert was called at 8:48 p.m. and first responders arrived within 10 minutes. 64 passengers are believed to have been on flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas to DCA. NBC News is reporting that figure skaters were on board the flight. Athletes, coaches, and family members were returning home from the National Development Camp held in conjunction with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Kansas. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said the Army helicopter based in Virginia was on a training flight with three people on board when the collision occurred. First responders from across the region and multiple federal agencies are conducting a rescue operation in the river right now, including first responders from Maryland. American Airlines set up a helpline. Friends and family can call if you believe that you have loved ones on board American Eagle Flight 5342. That number is 1-800-679-8215. Another news conference from D.C. will be held in about 15 minutes at 7:30 a.m.
This story obviously is... it's heartbreaking. It's harder, obviously, knowing it's right down the street. Like, there's people that listen to this show that probably have friends and family that are helping or, God forbid, involved in the crash.
Mm-hmm.
If you are involved and you just want to talk it out this morning, we're here, you know, 410-583-1065. I know that it seems hard. Like, how does that happen? Like, how does that somebody make a mistake like that? This makes me think back, though. I don't even know if you remember this. There was a story maybe 2 years ago about another, like, two military helicopters crashing into each other in Tennessee. My buddy was actually part of that group, and he lost a couple of friends in this situation. And he's like, you'd be shocked with how hard, how tactical all this stuff has to be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, especially their training.
Right.
It's such a heartbreaking story. Obviously, as things are progressing and we're finding out more, Jess will keep you posted throughout the morning. But just so much love, man. So many prayers, you know.
Number two.
Dunkin' has launched a new line of cold foam creamers available in two flavors, extra extra and chocolate. They're described as sweet, creamy, and Dunkin' cold foam creamers give fans an easy way to personalize their coffee experience at home. Dunkin' has also partnered with Chill House of New York to introduce new self-care foam O kits. The products include a bath soak, Dunkin' cosmetics bags, and a new Dunkin'. Obviously, their cold foam creamers are involved as well. Now, you have to enter to win these kits online at DunkinFoamOSweeps.com. I just entered. It takes like less than a minute. So, and it's legit.
I was going to ask you if you were going to.
I entered, yeah.
And I should have already known of course you did.
Number one.
Did Rihanna throw shade at Drake in a new promo for her Savage Fenty lingerie brand? They're doing a Valentine's Day drop. Gorgeous, of course. Well, for the promo video, Rihanna was asked to make a choice between love songs or love letters. And it's her response that have fans thinking Rihanna threw some shade at Drake. She responds, "Don't ever write me a love song. It's so cheesy. Trust me, I know."
No.
Now, she didn't name anyone in particular, but many fans think that that was a little subtle jab at Drake, who has written a few songs about Rihanna. Drake previously shared that he had written fireworks about her, and then also fans believe Take Care is about Rihanna as well.
Yo, hang on. Let me, like, I can't digest that.
This is online, y'all. This is her promo for her lingerie line for the Valentine's Day drop.
That's amazing. No, listen, I still have hope that one day those two are going to get together. That's one of those couples.
What?
Listen, because
honestly,
I promise you,
out of all things that's going on in the world, that's the biggest lie.
No, I swear to you,
that's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Wait. I didn't have the quote. Please let me say this like verbatim. These are her words. Ugh, please never make me a love song. That is corny. Trust me, I've seen it. Riri's words. Wow. You can go on our Instagram right now.
This is what I think. You know how like people meet in high school and then they don't talk for years and they get back together, you know, and
that's definitely not happening.
That's gonna happen with these two. This is gonna happen. Like, because their songs are so impactful on us, I was like, these two are just a match made in heaven. Like,
no,
what?
This
how?
Is the perfect how? Example of what it looks like when you can't move on versus when you move on with life. Okay, it's not happening. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
How many years have you believed that the Beastie Boys hit song Sabotage, like you know Sabotage, right? Like this one. That's Britney Spears. Sabotage is right here. Like, we've known it as a huge anti-establishment track. Like, screw the man. But, like, the real story behind this song is, like, way, way, way different than you think. And it needs to be revealed today in our Throwback Thursday segment. This is fun. If you like nostalgia and listening to old songs that make you feel good back in the day, this is the segment for you. We just go back and look at number one songs from previous years here in Maryland. And I'll tell you this story. It's like, wow, that got confused somehow. 2016 today, the 30th of January, Justin Bieber had the number one song with Sorry.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I remember where I was when I saw this music video for the first time.
Where, Jessica?
In my living room, in my apartment in Pacific Beach, San Diego, California, with my roommates. We stopped everything that we were doing.
Did you squeal?
And all of us just stood there watching it on my roommate's laptop, freaking out.
It was a simpler time, man. Feels good, right? 2005, Mario had the number one song today with Let Me Love You.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one.
He was just here a couple months ago.
Isn't he from here?
Is he? I think
maybe
he
DC?
Might because is
maybe
it
Baltimore.
Him that's wearing a Ravens jersey in his music video?
Somebody Google that for us. Charlotte, Google that. I'm pretty sure Mario's from here, but I could totally be making that up. 2019 today, you may have heard this song before. It did pretty well. This is like the first mega hit I can remember. Like, wherever, like, literally didn't matter if you were 3 or 103.
Yeah.
Everybody was singing this song.
Mario is from Baltimore, and it's Just a Friend music video that he's wearing a Ravens jersey in there. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yo, Sabotage, man. Back as us, like, as 80s babies, this was like our, like screw everybody song. Like, like the Beastie Boys were so anti everything. Yeah. Well, we never really quite knew what this story was about. Like, who we were rising up against, we're not even sure if we're sabotaging something. Let's go. Maybe it was like anti-government. Maybe it was like against the paparazzi. No. So in 2018, they finally gave an interview about this song. They were like, what was Sabotage really about? Beastie Boys said it was actually about their song producer. Because he was rushing to get these songs done.
Yeah.
And they felt like they were trying to sabotage the album.
The music, yeah.
So literally they wrote this song. Never even told him
that
that's what the song
him.
Was about, because it just came out so angrily, you know, which was all of us, the 90s were so angsty. So it was perfect. But yeah, not about any of those things you thought it was. It was just about a music producer rushing songs. So
good
now
for
you
them.
Know. Throwback Thursday today.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, try this. Seriously, try to answer these 7 trivia questions in the car or listening on your Odyssey app or wherever you are this morning. We're live in Mount Washington, and we're going to play with caller number 10 today. Who is this?
This is Amy and Dennis.
Amy and Dennis. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the relationship here?
So we are husband and wife.
Well, hi, guys.
And we tried the last time, and Dennis didn't bring very good energy. So.
Dennis, whoa, I remember this now.
Hey. No, he didn't.
Uh-oh,
Dennis.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, blah.
Hang on. Amy and Dennis, we can't start off like this.
We
need you guys on the same page.
It.
We need support. We don't want to throw anyone under the bus. We're a team here, y'all.
Dennis, how's the energy today?
Go team.
Okay, there we go. That's good.
Poor
go
Dennis.
This is good enough for us. All right.
Dennis has one more shot until Amy's playing with somebody else.
Yeah, you better watch out before she plays with another man. We're going to play this game. Let's go to Jess to explain how we do this, then we're going to go, y'all.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Amy and Dennis, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. If sorting breakfast foods alphabetically, which one comes last? Bacon, eggs, or cereal?
Eggs.
Correct. Question number two. I Will Always Love You was written by which country artist?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. Question number three. The Hundred Years' War was fought between England and which other country?
Pass.
Question number four. What's the smallest U.S. coin in size?
Dime.
Correct. Question number five. What does Winnie the Pooh get stuck in?
Honey pot?
It's not a honey pot. It's not a honey pot. That was okay. Yo, I would also, my first instinct would also be honey pot. Doesn't that sound right? He got stuck in the honey pot.
It's right. Isn't it?
It's the tree. It's the tree.
Yes, it is. It's
but hey, you two. Hey, settle.
Let's see, Amy, now what? See, now what? You know, we all make mistakes here. All right? We all make mistakes here. Okay, let's go back to question three. The Hundred Years' War was fought between England and which other country? That answer is France.
Yep.
We were able to figure out that Pooh Bear question. Number six, what gas do plants absorb from the air?
Oxygen.
Carbon dioxide.
No, Amy, you see, it's not so easy now, is it?
He said no. And the last question, let's see if you guys would have gotten this one. Which number is represented by the Roman numeral IV?
Four?
Yes,
yeah,
four.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't do too bad. We got
I thought this was pretty
up.
Good.
We got a little tripped up.
Dang it, Winnie the Pooh.
Wait, you did.
Dang it, Winnie the Pooh.
Dennis, did you know that? Was Dennis able to know that?
I always like Piglet more.
Oh.
Wait, who's that? What's happening in your household?
These are our daughter. This is terrible.
Y'all, this game cannot destroy a family. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
You want to say hi, Emma?
Hi, Emma. Hi, there goes Emma, too.
Hi. Emma.
I will say that you're our most animated family that plays, so thank you guys for that. Tomorrow, call back, though, because we're going to do 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas, and we'll talk to you guys then, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Amy, Dennis, and Emma. And make sure to head to Dash In and try their delicious burgers. They've got new griddled pressed craft burgers cooked to order, served on a brioche bun. Stop by your local Dash In today.
This is Amanda from Perry Hall. Hi, Amanda. What's up?
Hey, I was calling to see if you were able to fix your brain last week.
That might sound really confusing if you've never listened to the show before. Jess, do you want to give like a quick summary of where we are with this whole situation?
So your assault took place about 2 years ago, and since then you've been trying a lot of different types of ways to kind of deal with all of the post-concussion symptoms that you've been dealing with.
So if you were here last week, I was telling you that just to try to get this dizziness under control, that's been like the main thing. I've just been dizzy for about a year and a half now since I was jumped. So I told you last week that I was going to try this new therapy called LENS, which they basically shoot radio wave. This is layman's term, but they shoot radio waves through your brain to try to reset it. Right.
It's called LENS.
LENS. L-E-N-S. It's a type of neurofeedback. Now we're getting in the weeds. But
and
like,
you found that out from a listener, actually, right?
A couple
of you
guys.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, a couple of you guys did. Then I finally had a previous coworker that mentioned that she had done it and done wonderful things for her.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, let me give it a try. So I booked a session with this woman out of Ellicott City that does it. And I go and I walk in and I'm feeling good. Like if you have any type of long-term conditions, every time that you get a new sign of hope, you get excited, right?
Yeah.
I didn't walk in feeling negative about it. I wasn't feeling anything. She asked me one question, though. And Jess is going to know where exactly this is going to go. And Amanda, you may know from listening to the show. She goes, are you sensitive to medication at all? And I was like, well.
Which he is very much so.
Yeah. I was like, basically, you know, those the side effects that every, you know, medicine gives you a warning of. I will probably experience
the side effects.
One of those kind of side effects. She goes, well, you might feel like you had a cup of coffee after this. But
interesting.
24
to 48 hours. You'll be fine. Okay. I said, I can handle that. Y'all, until yesterday, I was a nervous wreck.
This was when did you do this last week?
Thursday. It was literally a week ago.
Okay.
So for about 6 days, like my nervous system did not handle it well at all.
Meaning like you were having a hard time sleeping?
Especially Thursday night. I barely slept Thursday night. Like I just feel like anxious. Anyone that has anxiety, you know that feeling of like,
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, like you've had too much caffeine or whatever. So I call her and I'm like, hey, like, is this normal? And she's like, well, for people with sensitive systems, this can happen, but I recommend that you keep coming and trying it. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Now, if you listen to the show, you also know I'm a massive baby. And so I told her, I was like, I'm worried about continuing this. Would you keep going if you knew you were having like way longer than the normal side effects than like that she predicted? I canceled everything because I said, I have a trip coming up in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, I just want to like feel good.
If I didn't have anything like that planned, I would. It's something new. It's something different. And you know that, right?
Yeah, right.
Like you're trying different things right now. And I think it's not. I also think like taking your sensitivity to a lot of things aside, just to kind of put this in like a more simplified things that maybe people can relate to. Like when you haven't worked out in a really long time, that first workout, you feel sick,
right?
You might have a headache. Like it's a really difficult thing to get through. But it's like if you stop after the first day, then you're not going to keep going. So
yeah, you're right.
It makes sense that it's going to be hard at first. But I wouldn't quit in general. I get why you want to pause it for the trip, but I would not try again.
Yeah, I agree with Jess. It's going to take some adjustment, but I would keep experimenting with it because who knows? I mean, if so many people got relief from it.
Yeah, I was so bummed. I'm like, of course I would. Of course it's going to happen to me.
It's like physical therapy too. Like when you go get something to get worked on, it's not better after your first session.
No, I know, but you know I'm such a baby. So, hey, listen, Amanda, does that answer your question kind of where we are with it?
Yes, I hope that you keep doing it.
Okay, let's get back to talking about the DC plane crash right now, because I know it's on your mind, and we're trying to keep you posted as the show goes. It's kind of a weird balance, because we go in between putting on your normal Thursday show you expect from us, and then also keeping you posted, and just letting you feel these feelings today, because I know it's really unsettling to wake up to this news. Jess, the latest, what's happening?
An American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. 64 passengers are believed to have been on flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas to DCA, and three people were believed to be on the military helicopter. 300 first responders from across the region and multiple federal agencies have been conducting an operation in the river since 9 p.m. last night, including numerous Maryland departments. Senior Chief of DC Fire and EMS John Donnelly actually shared the latest updates in a news conference held in D.C.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident, and we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter. We are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation.
Yeah. So, wish we had better news to share. I know this is really unsettling as you're getting into it, and I think the story by itself, if it happened, let's just say in Kansas, it would be unsettling. But the fact that we've got so many first responders from Baltimore, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel, and of course, all the DC people, I know our hearts are just down there right now. They totally are. Ani and Gambrels, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. You've got family down there right now.
Yes. So I got an update from Ron's mom. So my cousin Ron, guys, he is a Howard University graduate and he is in the fire industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a DC fireman, he had been down there, but he has been dismissed and brought back home. And so his mom is saying that there's a fresh group of first responders now for the recovery mission.
Your cousin was there. So basically he's been relieved, but he's been there since 9 p.m. last night. And he just got relieved for the next group.
Well, how does that make you feel? You know, I know there's so many mixed emotions, especially I can only imagine having family there. Obviously now knowing that he's safe and heading home. I mean, what's going through your head?
Well, it is a lot going through my head. I have almost been a jittery driver just trying to get to work on time. The commute from where I live in Gambrills was horrible into the district today, coming from several pathways and veins, using the Waze app. You know, I had to go an alternate path.
Right.
And so our family has been in prayer since last night. And yes, it is all exhausting. And also his mom said Ron is exhausted. So I just want to shout out my Watts branch family members out there.
Now that you're at work, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm fine. I'm calm. Of course, you know, teachers are always prepared, ready to go for the day. Mm-hmm. But if there's any talk in the do now, the warm-up session, we will dialogue about it as we are in mode to give advisory to students all the time, mentor students, and share with them.
Well, how are the kids responding today? Are they asking questions? Is it on their mind?
I've been around few students, but everybody seems smiling because they just potentially don't know the impact.
Right.
But I do want to share with you one thing. When we have careers, as I've worked in the STEM area as an educator as well, we have DC Fire come to recruit students.
Yeah.
And so there's a young lady yesterday in my class as a senior. She's ready to hit the streets running to be a part of the fire and EMS industry.
Oh, wow.
And it's a huge industry, and there's a lot of salary to be gained from it, but it is a risky business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You touch on a lot of things, Ani, how I think another reason why it was a tough morning is because there's so much going on. There's so much going on that's been outside of our control, and I'm just so thankful that we're part of a community, and I think the entire DMV area, we show up for each other, and we show up for each other fiercely, and I'm just so thankful that you were able to share with us this morning. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. You all are my morning plug-in. If I don't type a hi, how you're doing from Ani and Gambles, it's because I am running around busy trying to run out the door.
Yeah,
man. We're a family here, too. We miss you when you don't text us, so don't be a stranger, okay?
All right. So we'll be in touch, you guys, and I'll keep you posted with any important Black History Month facts.
Please.
Going on.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Please do. Anonymous, we have got you on our voice disguiser. What's this crazy idea you got going through your head?
So I lost my sister's designer bag, and I'm thinking of replacing it with a fake.
Mm-mm. Why did you lose her bag?
Well, what happened was I asked her if I could borrow her Prada bag, and she said no. And she was out of town, and last weekend I had the bright idea of just, like, using it for a couple hours. So I didn't think it'd be a big deal. Went out, got a little too drunk, and I left it. I think in the Uber, and I tried contacting the driver, and he was like, no, but I really think he stole it.
Mm-hmm.
So I panicked, and then I just ordered this, like, fake bag that my friend recommended that it's, like, the same thing off this, like, janky website. And I'm thinking about just putting it and saying nothing.
How good of a fake is this? I feel like I'd be able to tell, right? Can't you tell the difference between, like, a real person and a fake person? I don't really know.
I mean, someone who's into designer bags, I would think that they could tell. I don't know.
What do you think? I mean, you're the one that's seen it. Is it comparable, at least?
So, like, it actually even has, like, the label on the inside. It's, like, totally legit, but, like, I don't know.
Wait a second. Wait.
Like, I only paid like $90 for it.
Girl. Wait, what do you mean you took her bag? Like, do you guys live together or something?
Yeah, and like she's got all these like brand name things. Like she's like obsessed. And you know, I'm not really into that kind of stuff, but I really just like the bag. I just wanted to borrow the Prada bag.
Well, how much did Prada I have no idea how much a Prada purse costs. Like, what is the original cost?
Well, I looked it up, and it's $2,000, and I can't afford that.
So you broke into your sister's room, you asked her if you could use her stuff, she said no, and you did it anyways, and you lost the bag.
Yeah.
No, girl.
So now
I'm livid for your sister right now.
You want to play this off right now by giving her this fake. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel awful. I really didn't think that I would lose the bag. I feel like if I tell her, she'll never speak to me again. But yeah, I'm like, if I put the bag back, you know, like maybe she won't know.
Where is she, by the way?
Oh, she just went out of town.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's why you went into her room.
Okay. And yeah. She specifically said don't borrow, like specifically this purse or anything.
Well, she's always like, don't touch my stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
You
so
go in there.
You're not supposed to take anything.
You took a $2,000 purse, which is crazy, by the way. Lost the purse, decided to buy a knockoff version of it, and now you are considering swapping it out. When does she get back, by the way?
Saturday.
God, what if she realizes that's not a real purse? Let's talk. 410-583-1065. Do we tell Anonymous to go for it, or do we talk her out of it? We'll start with Jess.
I don't know, girl. Is she the kind of person that notices, like, when, like, a lampshade is almost tilted to the side by an
yeah,
inch?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's that kind of person, I feel like she's going to know the minute that she even smells the bag. And if that's the case, I almost feel like you're better off being like, this is what I did. Like, as an older sister, this story is making my skin crawl. Like, I would be so upset
if
Butter went into my room and took my stuff, which she has before. And it's just like, it's driving me crazy. I feel like you should tell her you're devastated and that you're sorry and do like a payment plan thing, because I feel like it'll be worse between you guys and the relationship if you don't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, but like, if she's not even going to know the difference, you know, like, why would I out myself? and $2,000 is a lot. That would take me years to pay her back.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you to go for it, because if you, the first question I asked you, was it look believable? You said yes, at least as far as you know. If that's your gut feeling, at this point, you've already spent the money on the purse. Swap it out. If she gets pissed and finds out, buy her another one later. You know what I mean? Like, what's the harm in doing that? Okay, let's get people on the phone. Because morally, you're right. You should absolutely replace it with a $2,000 purse. But should she still do that? Anonymous borrowed her sister's purse, lost it, now wants to replace it with a knockoff, or I guess they call them dupes. Could she get away with it, or to talk her out of it? Hey, Jeannie in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
So do we tell her to go for this, or we talk her out of it?
No, I think we need to talk her out of it.
Why?
I mean, she has the balls to go into her sister's room and take when she wasn't supposed to. So now she has to fess up for what she did.
That's what I'm saying, girl.
Do you, though?
If you had all that confidence walking in that room, you knew you weren't supposed to be in, you better tell me what you did.
Can't we try to get away with this, though?
No, she made a $2,000 mistake, and now she needs to pay up for it.
Damn,
her sister's going to know that it's a fake bag if she's someone who your bags on the regular.
Okay, but listen.
Yeah,
but
we need a payment plan. It's giving a firm. We can do payments every four months. We'll figure it out.
But is it kind of like, okay, let me ask this from the opposite point of view. Is it kind of irresponsible to pay $2,000 for a purse and then, like, expect nothing to ever go bad with it?
It's not like the sister lost it, right?
Yes.
And okay, like, you, it's yours. Her sister took the bag from her without her permission and then lost it.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it is her responsibility.
Okay, I mean,
that's the consequences of your actions.
Sure, sure. We hear you. All right. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Natalie from Annapolis. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. So she is considering trying to swap out her sister's Prada bag for this fake one, thinking that she'll have no idea because she accidentally lost it. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
She should absolutely go for it. Nobody can tell what's a fake and what's a real. This is a pointless conversation. Like, she should just replace it.
You don't think so?
I'm a little nervous because it sounds like, just from the information that we have, that these are the type of items that her sister typically may just have in her closet. So I would think that she may know immediately when she sees something.
No, she's not going to be able to tell. Look, I used to work in jewelry, right? I was a jeweler for many years.
Yeah.
The people who are saying that she will be able to tell the difference are the same people walking around with fake diamonds in their engagement rings.
What do you mean?
Which is a thing. Trust me. There are people. There's plenty of people out there walking around with fake diamonds in their rings. They have no idea because they can't tell the difference.
So you think that basically anyone that's saying that they'll be able to tell the difference is wrong. Kind of where we're going?
Especially people who are very obsessed with their image and will do anything to get the right product, you know, the new bag. They're not even going to be able to tell. It's such a waste. It's such a racket.
So you think it's a good idea for her sister to give her this bag? Like, no problem there.
I think there's going to be a problem. She's not going to be able to tell the difference.
Okay. All right.
It's absolutely what she should do.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
So, Anonymous, what do you, like... It seems even going through text and even calls people on hold, it sounds like most people think that like you're not going to be able to get away with this in the long run.
I mean, I feel really bad, but like, you know, I'm just afraid to tell her because like, you know, I live with her and I'm like, what if she like tells me to leave or like kicks me out and like I don't have anywhere else to go. And
oh, it's her house?
I feel bad. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. no.
Well, damn. With that being said, with your whole life on the line. Well, listen. Obviously, there's no decision that has to be made right now. Can you at least think about it? And you said she gets back Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do a follow-up segment on Mondays because we're just kind of curious how these things go. Would you be interested in like talking to us again on Monday? And letting us know what you finally decide to do with this?
Sure.
Okay, so we, again, I don't know your name, your phone number, anything. We just have to rely on you to call us back. So, like, 8:25 Monday morning, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.